Welcome to the Drew & Rose Marketing Insights Podcast. I'm James, the Digital Director here at Drew & Rose, and I'm sitting with Adriana.
Hello.
And we're going to have a quick convo about those pesky website bots, what they do, where they come from, and what their impact can be.
Yes, so as we might know, bots are around all the internet and through our social media platforms. But James, what are bots?
Bots, there are good bots and there are bad bots. Good bots do things like they scrape websites to help your business know how they can be seen online. There are search engine spiders, so these are good bots that will crawl your website looking for all the juicy content to try and move you up your SERPs, which are your search engine results pages. And then there are other ones like analytics tracking software, track bots, machine learning, and these are all good bots that are there to help support your website and support your brand online. And then there are other bots, the ones that are going to do damage, that can be set to increase people's likes on websites, increase traffic, to scrape content off websites in bad ways that are then used to generate content on other websites, black hat back link building tools to build links from other websites. There is quite a few out there, and that's not even starting on the ones that could be malicious.
So bots basically are carrying out these automated actions across all websites and social media much faster than any human would be able to. But when we think about the bad bots, which are around 65% of bots, they are bad bots. So they are kind of committing fraud, misusing and attacking your websites, your APIs, your mobile apps. How can we stop them? What is the impact that they have?
It'd be wonderful if there was a magic wand that I could wave to stop these swines. But the fact of the matter is you can't completely stop them. One of the most annoying bots are ones that will search every website. There are little bits of code in the back end that say what it's made from, like a website, Joomla, Drupal, and Braco, this sort of thing. Then once they know, they will automatically apply 100,000 different hacking techniques to try and get in, and then fail and move on to the next website. All you can do with lots of this sort of bot traffic is block the IP addresses that they are coming from. But this is where you end up walking a very narrow line, because you have blocks coming from the likes of Siteimprove, Google, Bing, and all these other good bots that you don't want to block. So there's a very fine line between working out which is a bot that's actually attacking your comment feeds on your websites, putting malicious information into your forms, or is it actually scanning and improving your search engine results?
So that impacts us marketers quite a lot then, because we strive towards data and performance-driven strategies. But these bots are just inflating our data, especially the very crucial ones, such as website traffic, conversions, how many people are clicking on a button on a form. So that is something that we need to be looking at. And that's why I always say that bots are a bit like steroids.
Sorry, what? Steroids?
Yes. So the reason that I say that bots are like steroids is because they kind of provide that pump a brand may need. So for example, you can say to your marketing director, oh, we've had an increase of 50 to 60% on website traffic, or remarketing is bringing thousands of people to our website. But then if the grand majority are bots, or they are not real people, we have a very skewed amount of data. It's not really the people that we want to target. It's not real humans. And it will take a toll later, because then you'll have 10,000 people reaching and bouncing from your website.
That's absolutely right. Okay, it makes complete sense. So when you look at the likes of Facebook, you know, your Facebook likes versus Facebook's follows are tend to follow an even keel, because obviously every time somebody likes, they auto follow. And then on TikTok, the number of likes you get, it normally, believe it or not, in a proportion and ratio to the number of followers you have. So to go out there, put £100 towards a bot to get 10,000 followers on TikTok, immediately your follower count's going to decrease over your video count, and you're going to start losing audience, because they very quickly see you've built this whole persona around fake data. Absolutely.
Yeah. We see that a lot about big brands having millions of followers, and then you go onto their Instagram post and it might have only 100 likes and the comments are all bots. So that is something that we really need to look into, because bots are making such an impact into our data and how we report nowadays.
Absolutely right. We've been with one of our clients specifically, they get quite a lot of traffic, about 50,000, 60,000 users a month. And that's after we've managed to filter out the bot traffic. And we had to work very, very closely to work out that some were trying to do DDoS attacks, which overload your server and shut it down, but there was an easy way to get rid of that. Other bots that were trying to scrape the data, which we actually found was being generated on other websites. And then, of course, like I said earlier, about just constantly firing into the comments sections and things like that. So, yeah, it can really jar the results and makes it very hard to then know what is and what isn't working.
Yeah. So then we have to really think about what is a solution we can provide. Their bots are getting more sophisticated nowadays. So something to keep in mind is always having your marketing team learn more and more strategies around how to avoid bots, or at least make sure that we know what data is bots and what data is real people. And we can see these in patterns of how people interact on social media, on your website, through analytics. There's other steps that we can take, such as filtration. James, what would you do if somebody, if a marketeer right now asked you, how do I avoid bots in my website?
There are a few simple things we can do. I mean, your comment there about educating the marketing team to follow certain strategies, absolutely right. And then also blocking untrustworthy IP addresses. Every time you have spam from posts, don't delete it, block it. You can use filtration tactics in the likes of Google Analytics, Adobe Analytics, and that can help filter out the traffic from the results. So even though you're getting the bot traffic, you can actually just remove it from your results, which is, when it comes to the marketing and having to prove your figures, is an absolutely essential one. There are lots of other tactics as well that sort of involve more of the code level of a website, where you can block IP address ranges, certain countries, if you know there's absolutely no reason why anyone from that country would be browsing your website.
So James, if bots affect my marketing data, how can I trust it?
That's a good one. We've spoken about filtering out in your search platforms. I know specifically we tend to use Google Analytics and a couple of others, but specifically they have excellent filtering systems. But one of the other issues that people sometimes overlook is your entire business can actually be a bad bot when it comes to your marketing data.
Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, sure. So this particularly came up at the beginning of COVID. So you have a large team, large audience. You know, at the time we had 15 or 20 developers working. I think 80% of them were in the UK, the rest weren't. And every single person's working from home, all with different IP addresses. When you work from home, your home internet is cheap, and BT or whoever is the hosting provider will change your IP address once every 2 weeks. Or every time your box is switched off and on again, you get a new IP address. In the eyes of a search platform that's recording it, you're a different user. So lots and lots of people were hitting this situation where the marketing results looked like they had a few extra 100 people in a certain week, when it was actually the own internal development, marketing, SEO, social team, practicing keywords, practicing UTM codes, making sure UTM codes and tracking that we use for all of our data. We all know how essential that is. I'm sure we've covered that in a previous podcast. But what we ended up doing, and what theoretically we recommend to lots of people, are small investment in technology here. You have a business-driven VPN that everybody logs onto. It improves your security, but it gives you one point of call, one IP address. You have to block one simple IP address, and that covers your entire business whilst they're working from either the office or remotely. And it gives your data, gives you ability to have your data as accurate as it can be. I hope this has answered a few of the top level questions you have, but please do not hesitate to get in touch. If you do have any questions, the trickier the better. Also, please subscribe to our Drew and Rose Marketing Insights podcast for more topics like this. Our next topic will be on AI and its role in marketing. Should we be afraid?
No. I think we'll be okay.
I hope you're right. Thanks for listening. Bye.